Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has warned the Liberal Party needs to take action to stop its members quitting the party. As Mr. Abbott's streak of media appearances and speeches enters a second week, Malcolm Turnbull has declared he intends to be Prime Minister for many years to come. Another day, another radio interview for former Prime Minister Tony Abbott. In his fourth interview with Sydney radio station 2GB in the past fortnight, Mr. Abbott warned rank-and-file members of the Liberal Party will leave if they are not given more voting power.
It's a simple truth that we are hemorrhaging members. We're hemorrhaging members in every state, but it's a particular problem in New South Wales because we've got this dreadful situation where we've got factionalists and lobbyists who seem to be controlling the party. Now, the best way to liberate our party from factional control, the best way to liberate our party from the lobbyists is to give every single member a vote.
It follows a week of Liberal Party infighting, with Mr. Abbott making public criticisms of his Liberal colleague Christopher Pyne and suggesting changes to official party policy. On the weekend, Malcolm Turnbull said he understood it was hard for Mr. Abbott to go from being leader to sitting on the back bench. And he went further, promising or threatening, if he ever loses the prime ministership, he will leave the parliament. Such a move would trigger a by-election in the inner Sydney seat of Wentworth and put the government's one-seat majority in the present parliament at risk. But Malcolm Turnbull says he plans to be around for the next election and beyond.
I intend to be Prime Minister for a very long time. Now, I know you may think that I'm 62, I'm too old. I can assure you I'm going to be Prime Minister for a very long time. We'll be running at the 2019 election and we'll win. So that's my commitment. I'll be Prime Minister for a long time and I look forward to meeting you at many press conferences like this over many, many years to come.
Labor Senator Sam Dastyari says conflict between the former and current prime ministers will eventually derail the government.
This is a government spiralling out of control. I mean, we thought the biggest fight of the year was Pacquiao versus Horn, but now we've seen it's Abbott versus Turnbull. And frankly, it's going to end bloody for everyone involved.
In response, Turnbull government ministers have rallied around their leader. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce told the ABC he will do what he can to make sure Malcolm Turnbull remains Prime Minister.
I want to make absolutely certain, as the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, that Mr. Turnbull does not lose the leadership, that we have a steady ship, because I want my nation, your nation, your listeners' nation to be in a stronger place. That's what I get paid my dollars by your listeners for to do. And, I'm not going to get involved in this cursed soap opera. You know, if other people want to get involved with that, go right ahead.
It's not just the coalition struggling with internal division. Greens politicians are supporting the leadership of Richard Di Natale after New South Wales Senator Lee Rhiannon described his leadership as disappointing. Ms. Rhiannon was recently excluded from party room discussions on contentious legislation because she was accused of undermining Greens' negotiations with the government on school funding. Her Tasmanian Senate colleague, Peter Wish Wilson, has told the ABC Senator Lee Rhiannon's opinion is not widely held within the Greens.
I do think her comments are out of line. There is no leadership issue in the party room. We all support Senator Di Natale as our leader. If Senator Rhiannon has a problem with that, then she needs to make it very clear that she's the odd person out in this regard.